And Shalom, his brother Yashamar Zakar from the Israelite Report, IsraeliteTimes.com, upon my watch. All praises are definitely due to Yahweh, Ba'ashem Yahweh. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth and sincerity. I had another lineup for the show this week, but today we had this news come down about the food supply. What's going on with the bird flu. And it got me to thinking, and it kind of like brought back something that I used to talk about a year or two ago. And it needs to be brought back up again. So the water to the brother that sent me in the chat. He sent me the article, and I had just read it or just got a glimpse of it right before he sent it to me. So I took that as the Lord saying, hey, talk about this issue. But the bird flu virus found in pasteurized milk, though officials maintain supply is safe, and that came from NBC News. It says the Food and Drug Administration said Tuesday that fragments of the bird flu virus had been detected in some samples of pasteurized milk in the U.S., while the agency maintains that milk is safe to drink. It notes that it is still waiting on the results of studies to confirm this. All right. So a lot is going on right now with this. And remember, this is an election year, so we don't know what they got up their sleeve. Remember the last election, what they did, how they locked the country down. Matter of fact, let me get this right quick. This is a little part in this article. I got to get this. It says here, the fragments of the virus were found while testing samples of pasteurized milk. The FDA said the testing method called PCR testing. Well, damn, what does that go back to? You know what the PCR testing is? That goes back to the Demic, right? The 2020 Demic. It says it looks for bits of genetic material. A positive result. Does it mean that live infectious virus, I won't say the word, has been found? All right. So there's something going on here. And while I was texting the brother, and you know who he is, we text often. There's a few that text me from time to time, but I brought up the fact that the how do I say this without getting in trouble with the algorithm? You know, the shotters, the jabbers, that technology that was in the jab is now in the food. And so this is the spirit. This is how the spirit works, right? So I went to go look up articles that I had that, you know, that I used to look up a year ago. And they've been scrubbed. Can't find them anymore. And these were, and look, this is the crazy thing. These were not conspiracy sites. In other words, these weren't like InfoWars or what's another one? Like Natural News or Zero Hedge. You know, your normal, what they would call right-wing fringe conspiracy sites, as the powers that be would call them. These were like NBC News articles, ABC News, mainstream articles. I couldn't find them. And they were talking about the mRNA vaxxers, right? The shots, the jabbers being put into the food. This used to be like literally in mainstream articles. I used to go straight to ABC News and pull it up. Can't find it now. Scrubbed. Like it never existed. The only thing you'll find now is like Snopes saying, fact check. There was never no such thing as mRNA going into the food supply. Like, wait a minute. I saw articles admitting and boasting about it just a year ago. Esau's a goddamn devil, man. And I said to myself, I feel stupid because I still haven't gotten his website going. I should have saved and linked all this stuff. I've just been so busy, man, and my life has just been hell this past week. You have no idea, man, what I go through on a daily. But, man, they're getting ready to scrub everything, bro. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to make everyone just look fucking crazy. Like everybody that's in the truth, that's talking about, they're going to scrub everything so that when you try to go back and tell your friends, your loved ones, hey, man, look, bro, where have you been? These articles are still, and you're going to go look for it. And they're going to be like, Snopes. Instead of you getting the article, you're going to get Snopes. Fact check, that never existed. Even though you read it from fucking ABC, CBS, NBC, it's going to be like it never existed. And your friends and your family are going to be looking at you like, dude, what is wrong with you? So the only place I found this was in news-medical.net. News/medical.net. And they still have it. It says researchers aim to develop edible plant-based mRNA vaxxers. Right? The jabbers. So that technology is in the food supply. Now, some of you brothers remember me talking about this. And I know how it is sometimes because there's so much information. You can't keep all of it in your head. But I've been trying to, like, push this as much as possible, like, to get you to understand some of the things that we think aren't that important. That's it. That's the thing. And the water to the brother again for sending me the article, because it triggered something in my head that it reminded me that I need to go back over this again to remind you that, see, the technology is set up for the mark of the beast. They're not just putting this technology in the food. The technology that they're putting in the food isn't just to kill you, is what I'm trying to say. Because, see, like, a lot of times we think, you know, Esau is the devil. He want to kill us off. He want to kill off niggas. He want to kill off Jake. He want to kill us, you know, Black, Native, and Hispanic. He want to kill us all off. But no, that's not always what it is. This technology is going to be used, those nanobots, that mRNA is going to be used to set up the mark of the beast. In other words, it's going to be linked. Excuse me, I hit the mic. It's going to be linked in with the mark of the beast. I'm trying not to make this too long. So if I'm talking fast and all over the place, that's why. I'm trying to get straight to the point. Because there was more to that article, but I just wanted to get you to understand that, look, this is vital and important. Because I hear brothers talk about it all the time. Oh, you know, they're putting stuff in the food. No, it's not just they're putting stuff in the fucking food. There's a technology that they're putting in that goddamn food. And it's there for a reason, because it's going to link to the mark of the beast. That, see, goddammit, the shots were nothing. That was a test run. They didn't drop the mandates for nothing. They dropped it because they already got what they needed as a result. And then shortly thereafter, they started putting it in the food supply, the plants, when those articles were still up and I could still find them in those mainstream sources, they started with the plants and then it moved on to the cattle. Okay. I wish I could find them so I could, you know, really, you know, break it down. Lord willing, maybe I will. Maybe I'll figure out, maybe I got it saved somewhere because I done switched phones. So whatever I saved on my phones, I might have to dig up. But damn, it's kind of hard to explain when I don't have it sitting in front of me. But that technology that those nanobots is going to, it's going to be linked to the MOTB. Matter of fact, I will go, let me see, because this article from news-medical.net is just going into the mRNA and it going into the food supply and how it could, you know, what it could do. But let me see if I can find this this article here. Make sure I get it before I lose it. Hopefully it comes up. Come up. Okay, there we go. All right. Now, this is another article that's been scrubbed from the net. All right. It's been scrubbed from the net, brothers. Listen to me. I did shows on this back in 2023. I updated it. 2023. Here it is. 2024. This shit been scrubbed. Removed. You can't find it on Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo. The only thing that I found was on the streetjournal.org. That was the only place that still had it. I mean, they are scrubbing information, man. They're basically trying to change the past. But the CEO of Nokia, stated, and this is back in 2022, that humans will be implanted with microchips by 2030. And that was 2022. But the original articles in the mainstream publishing said in 8 years. So, which would lead you to 2030. And remember, this is Agenda 2030. They're trying to establish the completion of the New World Order by the year 2030. But this is from the Street Journal. I wish I had a more mainstream publication that I could use, but I have to use what I got right now because they scrubbed everything else. The streetjournal.org, humans will be implanted with 6G chips, meaning microchips, 6G microchips by 2030, says Nokia CEO. It says Pekka Lundmark, Nokia's chief executive officer, has stated that smart gadgets would be implanted into human bodies in the next 8 years. And again, and I said that, that was how the original articles these techie sites or magazines, as they call them, it was basically saying, yeah, they would be implanted with microchips within the next 8 years. That was how the original article stated it. It says as technical progress evolves in the sixth generation, which is 6G network. According to Lundmark, by 2030, the 6G network would have surpassed the 5G wireless connection, which is now being embraced around the world and is expected to be available in Nigeria in the second half of 2022. Okay, now keep in mind, this article came from the Street Journal in June of 2022. And this was one of the last articles I could find on it. It's like it's been scrubbed. Here it is. You had the CEO of Nokia telling the world that 6G is going to be that technology, the microchip, and implant everyone. And it's been scrubbed. It says his statement comes amid Elon Musk's initiative, which aims to implant chips into the human brain in order to create a computer-like visual interface. Anyway, it says it'll be utilized and designed perfect for the chip, meaning the microchip. It says the animal which had been implanted with the chip, was seen playing mind pong, and a lot of you have seen it already, by moving his hands with thoughts, after being trained to operate the joystick in a video provided by the millionaire. I wish I could find the original article, but you get the point. You see where I'm going, right? So I'm all over the place because I'm trying to hurry up. It's late and I'm trying to hurry up and get this going so I could upload this. But the last time we saw this type of talk about, these viruses, every time we turn around, the viruses, there's a new virus in the food supply. There's some new flu thing in the food supply. Oh, we must inject these animals with these jabbers, right? So let me see if there's anything in this article I want to read here. No, that's about it. So I just wanted to get that. Out there to give brothers an understanding of what's going on and what time we're in. All right, Shalom, it's Brother Yasha Mazakar from the Israelite Report, IsraeliteTimes.com. Upon my watch, all praises are definitely due to Yahweh, by Hashem, Yahweh Shai. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth and sincerity. I had this article, I meant to bring it out last week. Came from this website called The Exposé. This guy, Bill Gates, he has this UN-imposed digital ID that he's trying to spread through Africa. Matter of fact, he is, and there's a lot of African nations that have signed on to it, and one of those being Sierra Leone. And this guy, Ruto, president of Kenya, a lot of people are mad at him because he's signing up for Bill Gates's digital ID system. And it says here in the expose, the Western nation of Sierra Leone is at full throttle with its digital transformation efforts and its MOSIP-based foundational identity system is the nucleus of this project. It's called the Module Open Source Identity Platform, MOSIP. It's a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation initiative that provides a platform on which all countries can build their own digital ID system for free. And you know that this is leading up to the Mark of the Beast. That's what this system is being put in place for. And this devil will not stay home. He won't leave people alone. He's constantly trying to go, especially in Africa. He does experiments on Africans. I brought this out many a times. Even in India, there was a report some time ago that you know, he made a lot of Indians sick with his shots, you know. And the same thing with Africans. And there's documentaries on that. And I, you know, I would advise you, brothers, to go, you know, if you want to, like, really get into some heavy stuff, like, go to BitChute. I know there's a lot of people are still using YouTube to try to look up stuff. Look, the algorithms aren't going to show you anything on YouTube. A lot of that stuff has been scrubbed out. Even if it's still there, it's shadow banned so hard, even if you type it in, it's not going to come up. But, you know, go look up Bill Gates, you know, the vax programs that he ran in Africa several years ago. I brought this up before, I'll bring it again. Maybe watch what I say a little bit, but I don't know how else to say it. But back in, I want to say 2007, I read an article. It was in this Washington Post. Well, it was a publication by the Washington Post here in the D.C. area called the Washington Express. They no longer have it, but it was a free publication from the Washington Post. And they had an article in there where they detailed how British doctors were caught in Africa injecting young girls that had never had sex. They were virgins, but they were injecting them with HIV. And we're going all the way back to 2007, 2008. But yet, when we call this man the devil, our people get their panties in a bunch and start bitching up, start crying like little hoes. Talking about God, love, everybody. So this is what our people get. They get what they deserve. They don't want to hear the man of the Lord. Okay, fine. Death and destruction comes upon you. All right. This whole idea of ignorance is bliss. This is why our people have been in the situation that they've been in for all these years. And they always talk about why the black man can't come up. Why we can't have nothing. Nigga, you can't have nothing because you're ignorant. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is stupidity. Okay. So anyways, you know, you allow the devil. He's already, you know, you seen what he did to our neighborhoods. You know, convinced the woman she don't need a man. You know, experimenting on our people, give us the worst foods, give us foods that been expired, to go throw it in the hood markets. What does he got to do to show you he hate you? The water's always polluted, especially in our areas. You saw what they did in Flint, Michigan. I'm just giving examples. But here this devil, Bill and Melinda Gates, is running ramshot over in Africa, doing whatever the hell they want to do. Now they're bringing in this digital ID, which, again, it's a setup for the mark of the beast. That's all this is leading up to. They don't give a shit about nothing else no more. Everything is leading up to the mark of the beast because, well, the devil knows that he's got but a short time. Okay? It says here, and of course, they're giving it out for free to make it look like it's some great thing. Like, oh, look at what we're doing for you niggas over here in Africa. We're giving away a free digital ID system. They're basically saying you're stupid. All right. Let me see which part of this I want to get. It says on Friday, an article, Sierra Leone putting digital ID at the center of its digital transformation agenda, published by Biometric Update, reported on an interview with Sierra Leone's National Civil Registration Authority, the NCRA. Okay, there was a part, oh yeah, right here, I want to get this. It says, using Bill Gates' Bill Gates' digital ID platform, Sierra Leone started to implement a modern identity system in 2016/2017. In 2023, the country signed a memorandum of understanding, a MOU, for a national digital ID pilot built with the MOSIP. The aim of this, it is said, is to establish an ID system that will respond to the specific needs of the country and enable citizens to have access to several important public and even private sector services. So what they've done, they've digitalized everything, and they've basically made it so that if you want to get ahead or move forward in this new world, you have to digitalize your country. Right? So if you're a president of a country in Africa, anywhere, you know, Venezuela, you know, anywhere, you know, going digital in their head or their mind, going digital is the only option. Otherwise, you feel like you're going to get left behind. But what is this digitalization all about? It's about the mark of the beast, because that's what they're going to use, that system that's already in place. All that's going to go into that microchip that they're going to implant in you. I'm going to say it again. It's what I've always been saying, you know, for quite some time now. Okay? That's what he does, man. Again, for the umpteenth time, I'm going to bring out Habakkuk, the second chapter. Behold, this is the fourth verse. Habakkuk 2 and 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also because he transgresseth by wine. That wine is his system, his democracy, his religion, the LGBTQ, you know, all of his wickedness. Okay? He transgresseth by wine. He is a proud man, and you don't get no more proud than Esau. They're proud as hell, man. And they don't think that they're ever going to go down. You go to the, and matter of fact, I tell you who's even worse, the average Negro. You tell them that Esau is about to go down, a nigga will look at you like you got four heads, man. So what do you mean? They can't fathom it because that's their God. But he is a proud man, neither keepeth that home, and he will not keep his red ass home. Here it is, you got an open border. Crime is through the roof. Right? You're on the brink of civil war. But he will take his red ass over into Africa and try to establish a damn ID system. A digital one at that. Why? Because that's going to lead to that CBDC. And that CBDC is going to be a link to the mark of the beast, the microchip. All right? He is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarges his desire as hell and is as death and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations and heapeth unto him all people. Yeah, that's him. Okay? That's him, man. Job 5 and 12, because the Lord's going to get his ass. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. And so, yes, to a certain degree, Esau is going to, well, he has established his new world order, because we're living in it right now to a certain degree. But that one thing that he wants to accomplish, where every single person on the planet will be microchipped, that's his ultimate goal. That and depopulation, okay? But that's his ultimate goal. See, that's when the Lord is going to step in. That's why it's taking Esau so long. Because I said it before, I'll say it again. He's talking a lot of shit. He's bucking up against the Most High. He's threatening. He's saying he don't need the Most High. The Most High can't stop him. This is how these elite Edomites are talking. They're bragging about how they can make it rain whenever they want to. They got cloud seeding. They have their directed energy weapons that they can just aim. You saw what they did in Hawaii. They can just aim a directed energy weapon and just, you know, you don't even see the lasers. You just see things being destroyed. So that gives Esau a God complex. Okay? He believes he's going to rule the whole entire planet Earth. And like I said before, China is the blueprint for the New World Order. China is the blueprint. They already have the facial recognition. You know, they already cut your bank accounts off if you speak against the government. Okay. They already have that over in China. So they want to bring that to the U.S. But in Africa, Africa is their testing grounds for what? For their shots and, you know, the jabbers. All right. That's the testing grounds for that. Robbing them of their resources. So in Esau's head, he feels like he already has won. Right? He's just like, oh, now we've got the whole world under our submission, under our foot. All we have to do is just implement this chip now. And that's going to be that fatal move that Esau makes. Why? Because Job 5:12, he disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. All right. Obadiah 1:1, the vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord, Power Yahweh by Hashem Yahushua concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Okay. The most hated. All these nations hate Esau right now. You know? Now, you can't get the niggas to hate Esau, but a lot of these nations, especially these Arab, in the Arab world, hate Esau, man. But it says, I've made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. Okay, the pride of thine heart. Again, this is going back to his pride. As it says in Habakkuk, the second chapter, is a proud man neither keepeth at home. Okay, the soul which is lifted up and is not upright in him. Okay, he's a proud man. It says in Obadiah 1:3, the pride of thine heart have deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, and that's where Esau sits. He sits in a high position and he loves his mountains. I know because I was in Idaho, trust me. You live in those places like Idaho, Colorado, trust me, you'll see it. The pride of thine heart have deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? And that is Esau all day long. They will, man, you don't know how proud this devil is. Especially right now with their new technology, man. I'm not even talking about the technology you see. I'm talking about what you don't see. Esau's so proud right now. He feel like he can not only, I mean, it used to be he faked the moon landing, but now he feel like he could fake the return of the Messiah. Project Blue Beam. They feel like they could actually, you know, put a projector up in the sky and make it look like the Messiah's return. Can't tell him nothing right now. Okay. It says, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and everything, you go back in history from the Greeks to the Romans, all the way up to now, Esau is always using that eagle as his symbol. The eagle is a very proud bird. All right. And again, I've said it before. You may have heard me say it when I was in the Air Force. You know, they used to sing that song and say, "We go down in flames or go down. No, we go down with fame or go down with flames. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force." They really believed that. It was like, I forget the exact song. I think it said, "We either live in fame or go down in flames," something like that. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force. They really believed that shit. Because the Air Force represents that, what? That eagle. It was through the air that they conquered the nations. Yeah, they did their thing on the ground, but what really made them proud is when they were able to conquer the air. Because now they don't even have to get on the ground and get dirty with you. They can just drop something on you. And they led in that area at one point. But these other nations have caught up with them. Especially Russia with their hypersonic missiles. They have the Satan II. Iran got, you know, their missiles. You got North Korea. I don't know what it is they're doing. They're always threatening something, but I know Russia's about that action. Russia's about it, man. Okay? So this devil's going to get brought down. "Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord." And that was, you know, real basic, but I just wanted to point that out, man. You know, the pride of this devil, man, he won't keep his ass at home. "The inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever." Right? He named, I forget, roughly paraphrasing, but he named all of these lands, these areas, by his own name. He goes through, he conquers, and then he renames it. That's how proud he is. And in this case, he's trying to, well, he is. He's pushing this digital ID system over in Africa because he know that there's Israelites over there. You got Hamites over there. You got Cushites. You got everything over there. Africa's a big continent, but I forget exactly how many, but I believe, I think they said it was about 11 countries in Africa that have signed up for Bill Gates's, the Bill and Melinda Gates digital ID system that they're giving away for free. Okay. And what is that going to be used to do? To track and trace everyone. Keeping a census. So they need this system in place so they can track and monitor every single person on the planet. And their hope is that they can take out Iran, okay, Russia, and force them to take on the same system, because Iran is giving the U.S. and Israel the middle finger, and the same thing with Russia. So those are two countries, two nations that are standing in the way of their system. So this is going to get really, really interesting. They had no problem pretty much getting these African leaders who were set up by Esau in the first place to play ball and to set up that ID system. But they're going to have a hell of a time trying to make Putin do it. Because Putin got his own damn system. He don't need, he's not going to allow them to bring in their system. He's like, fuck you. I got my own goddamn system. There's going to be a new world order, and Russia is going to be my new world order. So that's what's going on right now. Shalom, his brother Yashima Zakar from the Israelite Report, IsraeliteTimes.com, upon my watch. All praises are definitely due to Yahweh, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shah. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth. insincerity. I was kind of just sitting here meditating. I was just thinking about, you know, the times that we're in and the things that we're seeing right now and how things are moving so fast that you really can't keep up with it. And it's always beautiful to see prophecy being fulfilled, but also these spirits are being turned up out here. Okay, these spirits are active. They're active, man. And because of that, we have to stay active. We have to stay occupied in prophecy as much as we possibly can. I know brothers got to work. Brothers, you know, they got their so-called lives to live. And I say so-called because this ain't living. This ain't living, but you already know that. We are not in our kingdom. This is not our rest. We are not resting here. Not if you're a true man of the Lord and really believe in Yahweh Bashem Yahusha. You are not resting. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy because I always, you know, just think to myself, damn, man, how much longer? How much longer? And it's just a part of, you know, this trial. This is what we go. Matter of fact, you know, I'll get it, the fiery trial, since I said it. See if I can find it here. But yeah, we're going through this fiery trial. And it's a, you know, it says, you know, prepare your soul for temptation. And it's just a part of it's just a part of our everyday life now. Okay? It's a part of our everyday life. Going through different random shit. All right? Just random shit that we go through. And it says, thinking not strange. You know, thinking not strange. We go through these fiery trials. 1 Peter 4. And I'll start at 12. I'll go ahead to 12. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. So it's not strange. These things are happening to you for a reason. The Lord is putting you through your tests, your trials. You're going through it, right? And different brothers have different tests, different trials, you know. It could be financial, it could be your woman, it could be your job, it could be ailments, it could be a lot of shit, a lot of different things that we go through. This is not our rest. But in that, well, it also says, in your patience possess ye your souls. But the shit that you're going through, understand that these spirits out here are active. So be careful and mind yourself. It's best to mind your business. Okay? Stay occupied in prophecy. Mind yourself, mind your business. Because these spirits want to bring you down. They hate. See, it's like a low-level nigga, right? And I'm sure you've all experienced that. You walk into a room, you know, you say you go into a store or whatever, and you got a bunch of ooh, ooh, ah, ah ass niggas, you know, monkeys. Right? The Pookie and the Ray Ray niggas. And you walk in, it's a different vibe automatically. Like you, it's almost like you upset their spirit, just your existence. Upsets their spirit. Now they got to try to do something to bring you down to a low level. And I've been there. I go through that shit every day, damn near. I put my headphones on and just act like these niggas don't exist. Because what I'm going to do, shoot every nigga I see? It's a lot of shooting. And I don't have no nukes, so I can't drop a bomb on them. And it sounds like, you know, I know it's, you know, comical to a certain degree, but I'm dead ass serious. Like, damn, what am I going to do? Right? Weapons of our warfare, not carnal. And their whole goal is to bring you down to a carnal level. Because you're spiritually, you're vibrating on a spiritual level, and they hate that shit. Because you upset their spirit. You upset them. Your existence upsets them. All right? But be mindful of these things. Let me get a... I'll tell you what. I go, you know, to the basic. John 15 and 18, it says, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. You know, Yahushua's telling you. You know? Well, when you praying and you asking the Lord to be with you, right? And you dealing with the spirit, well, guess what? They hated Yahushua. So if the spirit of Yahushua is with you, this world's going to hate you. They don't even know why you hate me. I told this testimony before. I got on the train one time. This happened a few times, but this one particular situation, I got on the train. This dude just literally, some bugged out ass nigga, but I don't even think he was on drugs. And he just kept staring. Nigga kept staring. He just kept staring. And then it was like he was in a damn trance. And I turned around and looked at the nigga. And he just kind of like snapped out of him. And then he realized he was being weird. The fuck are you looking at me for? These spirits are out here. Now, what if I got carnal with the nigga? You see? Just gotta understand, man. This is what it is. It's what we signed up for. You know? We get humiliated. People lie on us. People make up shit on me so much. I can't keep up with that shit. I just be like, what? They said what? Where the fuck did they even get that from? You know what I mean? It'd be like that. It's like, what do you do? Be patient, wait on the Lord, pray on it, fast. That's all you can do, man. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Fuck this world, man. That's basically what Yahushua is saying. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. So when you go, man, I don't even understand why these people fucking with me. They don't like you, nigga. But man, I ain't did shit. You ain't got to do shit. You know what you did? You called on Yahweh while Yahweh shot, and there you go. Now they hate you. Your spirit is in conflict or at odds with their spirit. Right? That's why we have no business being around these people in the first place. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. It's just another way of saying, fuck this world. Now, Pac used to say, I woke up in the morning screaming, fuck the world. Okay. That's basically what's being said right now. I piss people off because, you know, they conversate with me. There's certain people that, you know, I don't understand why you don't do this and why you don't do that. And then some people, you know, they look and they go, I know you could do this and I know you could do that. And, you know, as far as my career choices and where I live at and certain things I do. Why don't you just, because fuck this world. That's why. I don't know how else to say it. I don't want to be a part of this shit. I don't want to be a part of this system. I draw back from it as much as I possibly can. If I could live off the grid, I would. I draw back from this society as much as I possibly can. I don't even be, you know, in tune with the dumb shit that's going on. Only when I'm bringing out lessons or whatever. And sometimes I look at it, you know, look at whatever folly. I didn't watch not one football game the entire NFL season this past year. That's how detached I am. I could give a shit. And every day they come to work, if it wasn't for people talking about it at work, I wouldn't have a clue what's going on. That's at this point, I'm just done. I'm over it. Okay. But I want to get, matter of fact, let me get to the 20th verse. This is John 15:20. It says, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Ooh. People have a tough time with that. And I'm going to tell you, I do too. And there are times when I'm just like, man, I cannot take this shit. You get plagued with demons fucking with your head, right? But at the same time, you got niggas wanting to start shit. You got bitches won't shut their damn mouth. They just yapping. Bitch, shut up. Stupid ass. And I deal with this every day. And you can't escape it. Because even when you try to something, look, the Lord is gonna test you according, you know, to your measure of what you can handle. So I guess I can handle quite a bit. Cause damn, man, sometimes I wish I could drop something on them. For real. You know? But that's what happens, man. Especially if you leveling up and you trying to get, man, you're going to go through shit. Okay? But again, 15:20, John 15:20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But they so in other words, they didn't listen to Yahushua. They didn't listen to the prophets. They didn't listen to Jeremiah. That's why Jeremiah got pissed off. Cursed all their asses out. All right? And they didn't listen to the prophets of old. They're not going to listen to the men of the Lord here today, coming back in a reincarnation as the prophets. We don't know who's who, but they're not going to listen. All right? They're not going to listen. And not only are they not going to listen, but they're not going to let you be at peace. They're not going to let you be at rest. And even when they're not dealing with you directly, they're doing some wicked folly shit around you that's going to piss you off. Can't escape it. There's no escape. This is your lot. It says, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. See, our job is to warn them. They reject it, and then they get judged for it. That's how the Lord moved. That's how the Lord operates. You tell them the truth, they reject it. The Lord's like, okay, cool. Now he can't say he didn't know. Because this word is going worldwide. It's global. It's all over the place. All right? He that hateth me hateth my Father also. All right? That's just it, man. That's basically it in a nutshell. Being hated, being persecuted, being lied on. It's a part of our walk. It's a part of our journey. And like I said, it's the spirits that are in these people that want to throw you off, bring you down to a carnal level. And I know. I deal with it, man. I deal with it all the time, every day. Okay? I'm going to get Psalms 34, but I'll start at 19 just to, you know, get it quick. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all of them all, excuse me. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. So that's, you know, the judgment's going to come down. Like I said, we give them the word, give them the truth. They reject it. They get judged. Okay, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So we have to believe in the Lord. We have to lean on the Lord. All right? We have to lean on the Lord, because this world is over and this world has nothing to offer you. Now, see, that's something you got to understand. This world has nothing to offer you. Literally nothing. What are you going to do? You're going to get a new woman? She probably got an STD. Or she a hoe. The majority of them are hoes. They open their legs for the first nigga that say something slick to them. Hey, you know, as a man, we know, like, you say certain shit to a woman, it's over. I've seen that shit. I seen a homie of mine, he funny as shit, but it's fucked up. You know, I was back in the world, you know, it was some long time ago. He was talking to this chick, and she was married, but she was a nice looking, you know, nice looking chick. And she was married. She's like, oh, no, I'm married. You know, she showed her little, her ring. And he just was like, oh, shit, I'm still trying to woo woo. And he just kept going. And she did the giggling. And I'm looking. I'm like, yo. She gave him her number. But she was trying to act like, oh, no, I can't. Oh, I can't. I can't do. But that's what you have to go back to. Simpleton shit. Just being a simpleton, a nigga. Smashing married chicks. Something that don't even belong to you. You know? STD alert. Because you don't know what this bitch got. She getting you in the shit. She don't respect you enough to cover her ass. So she don't, you know, she matter of fact, she taking her ass to the club. She don't have enough respect for you to cover her ass. Right? So a nigga don't say nothing disrespectful to her. Now you got to go and fight the nigga. And take your ass to jail. That type of dumb shit. That's what you got to look forward to. You got to look forward to podcasts that's talking about goddamn P. Diddy. How many videos is going to be done on P. Diddy? Drake. Kendrick Lamar. These niggas is beefing. Every time I looked at it one time, now every time I go into my YouTube feed, it's just Kendrick Lamar and Drake. That's what you got to look forward to. Now, what the hell is that going to do for you? When this economy crashes, what the hell? What is Drake going to do for you? We're on the brink of World War III. What the hell is Kendrick Lamar going to do for you? He going to wrap the missiles away? There will be a nigga, I promise you. The missile's going to be launched. There will be a nigga saying, man, shit. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? I hear them talking about the missiles being launched, but I'm trying to stack up that generational wealth. Missiles right on the way. Shit. Fuck that missile. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get that generational wealth. People are stupid. And that's something we have to endure. We have to endure their stupidity because we get lumped up with them, right? We get put right into that. It's unfortunate, but we get put into the idiot box right along with Pookie and Ray Ray and Dumb Dumb Fuckface and the rest of these niggas, little stupid ass, because every nigga's a little something or a young something. An NBA something, NBA stupid ass, little stupid dumb fuck face. I don't know how many lures and youngs there are running around here. Stupid nigga shit. Nigga 50 years old calling himself Young Jeezy. This place has got to go. This place has got to go. All right? But we endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahweh Shah. And we keep the commandments to the best of our ability. We just got to fight through it, man. Now, I ain't saying it's easy. It's not. It's difficult. It's difficult, man. It's not an easy task. And I can sit up here and lie and say, man, you know, no, fuck that. Truth is, man, this shit, I want to get the fuck out of here. Okay? No, shit ain't all good. And even if it was good, it's still not all good. Because you can be a millionaire and you still got Esau on your ass. One false move. One mistake. You don't think Lil Boosie got an answer to people? I guarantee you he do. But that Lil Boosie, though, Lil Boosie about that life. Y'all niggas is fooled easily. Easily, man. So our endurance and what we're going through is for a greater crown. Greater than what Lil Boosie and Floyd Mayweather has. We're enduring for a greater crown. We're hoping to be of the elect. Okay, and we come back here as the righteous men, right? The judges on this earth. We will be kings for real. Then it wouldn't be a taunting, you know, proverb. You know how they like to say, we was kings. Like, that's one of Esau's slanders, you know, his ways he makes fun of Jake, because Jake always talking about we were kings, we, you know, we were kings and queens. And Esau like to poke fun at Jake. You know, he like to say, we was kings, like, you know, saying you niggas ain't shit, basically. But no, we'll be kings. For real. And then we're going to have Esau under our foot. But at the time being, we must endure hardness. Shit sucks. Okay? It sucks. It sucks. But we got to power through it. All right? And in that, knowing that we got to power through it, know this. We're closer than we've ever been. At least we can say that much. At least we can say we're at a point where something has to give.